On the Invitation of Brahma, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, an Arthapindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. "Mendicants, venerable sir," they replied. The Buddha said this: "At one time, mendicants, I was staying near Ukutta in the Subhaga forest at the root of a magnificent sal tree. Now at that time, Bhaka the Brahma had the following harmful misconception: 'This is permanent, this is everlasting, this is eternal, this is whole, this is imperishable. For this is where there's no being born, growing old, dying, passing away, or being reborn, and there's no other escape beyond this.' Then I knew what Bhaka the Brahma was thinking. As easily as a strong person would extend or contract their arm, I vanished from the Subhaga forest and reappeared in that Brahma realm. Bhaka saw me coming off in the distance and said, 'Come, good sir, welcome, good sir. It's been a long time since you took the opportunity to come here. For this is permanent, this is everlasting, this is eternal, this is complete, this is imperishable. For this is where there's no being born, growing old, dying, passing away, or being reborn, and there's no other escape beyond this.' When he had spoken, I said to him, 'Alas, Bhaka the Brahma is lost in ignorance. Alas, Bhaka the Brahma is lost in ignorance. But what is actually impermanent, not lasting, transient, incomplete, and perishable, he says is permanent, everlasting, eternal, complete, and perishable. He says is permanent, everlasting, eternal, complete, and imperishable. And where there is being born, growing old, dying, passing away, and being reborn, he says that there's no being born, growing old, dying, passing away, or being reborn. And although there is another escape beyond this, he says that there's no other escape beyond this.' Then Mara the wicked took possession of a member of Brahma's retinue and said this to me: 'Mendicant, mendicant, don't attack this one, don't attack this one. For this is Brahma, the great Brahma, the undefeated, the champion, the universal seer, the wielder of power, the Lord God, the maker, the author, the best, the begetter, the controller, the father of those who have been born and those yet to be born. There have been ascetics and Brahmins before you, mendicant, who criticized and loathed earth, water, air, fire, creatures, gods, the creator, the Brahma. When their bodies broke up and their breath was cut off, they were reborn in a lower realm. There have been ascetics and Brahmins before you, mendicant, who praised and approved earth, water, air, fire, creatures, gods, the creator, and Brahma. When their bodies broke up and their breath was cut off, they were reborn in a higher realm. So, mendicant, I tell you this: please, good sir, do exactly what the Brahma says. Don't go beyond the word of Brahma. If you do, then the consequence for you will be like that of a person who, when Lady Luck approaches, wards her off with a staff, or someone who shoves away the ground as they fall down the chasm into hell. Please, dear sir, do exactly what the Brahma says. Don't go beyond the word of Brahma. Do you not see the assembly of Brahma gathered here?' And that is how Mara the wicked presented the assembly of Brahma to me as an example. When he had spoken, I said to Mara, 'I know you, wicked one. Do not think, he does not know me. You are Mara the wicked, and Brahma, Brahma's assembly, and Brahma's retinue have all fallen into your hands. They're under your sway. And you think, Maybe this one too has fallen into my hands. Maybe he's under my sway. But I haven't fallen into your hands. I'm not under your sway. When I had spoken, Baka the Brahma said to me, But good sir, what I say is permanent, everlasting, eternal, complete, and imperishable, is in fact permanent, everlasting, eternal, complete, and imperishable. And where I say there's no being born, growing old, dying, passing away, or being reborn, there is in fact no being born, growing old, dying, passing away, or being reborn. And when I say there's no other escape beyond this, there is in fact no other escape beyond this. There have been ascetics and Brahmins in the world before you, mendicant, whose self-mortification lasted as long as your entire life. When there was another escape beyond this, they knew it. And when there was no other escape beyond this, they knew it. So, mendicant, I tell you this, you will never find another escape beyond this, and you will eventually get weary and frustrated. If you attach to earth, you will lie close to me in my domain, vulnerable and expendable. If you attach to water, fire, air, creatures, gods, the Creator, Brahma, you will lie close to me in my domain, vulnerable and expendable. Brahma, I too know that if I attach to earth, I will lie close to you in your domain, vulnerable and expendable. If I attach to water, fire, air, creatures, gods, the Creator, Brahma, I will lie close to you in your domain, vulnerable and expendable. And in addition, Brahma, I understand your range and your light. That's how powerful is Baka the Brahma, how illustrious and mighty. But in what way do you understand my range and my light? A galaxy extends 1,000 times as far as the moon and sun revolve, and the shining ones light up the quarters, and there you wield your power. You know the high and low, the passionate and dispassionate, and the coming and going of sentient beings from this realm to another. That's how I understand your range and your light. But there's another realm that you don't know or see. But I know it and see it. There is the realm named after the gods of streaming radiance. You passed away from there and were reborn here. You've dwelt here so long that you've forgotten about that, so you don't know it or see it. But I know it and see it. So, Brahma, I am not your equal in knowledge, still less your inferior. Rather, I know more than you. There is the realm named after the gods replete with glory, the realm named after the gods of abundant fruit, the realm named after the overlord, which you don't know or see, but I know it and see it. So, Brahma, I am not your equal in knowledge, still less your inferior. Rather, I know more than you. Having directly known earth as earth, and having directly known that which does not fall within the scope of experience based on earth, I did not identify with earth. I did not identify regarding earth. I did not identify as earth. I did not identify earth is mine. I did not enjoy earth. So, Brahma, I am not your equal in knowledge, still less your inferior. Rather, I know more than you. Having directly known water, fire, air, creatures, gods, the Creator, Brahma, the gods of streaming radiance, the gods replete with glory, the gods of abundant fruit, the Overlord, having directly known all as all, and having directly known that which does not fall within the scope of experience based on all, I did not identify with all. I did not identify regarding all. I did not identify as all. I did not identify all is mine. I did not enjoy all. So, Brahma, I am not your equal in knowledge, still less your inferior. Rather, I know more than you. Well, good sir, If you have directly known that which is not within the scope of experience based on all, may your words not turn out to be void and hollow. Consciousness that is invisible, infinite, radiant all around, that's what is not within the scope of experience based on earth, water, fire, air, creatures, gods, the Creator, Brahma, the gods of streaming radiance, the gods replete with glory, the gods of abundant fruit, the Overlord, and the All. Well, look now, good sir, I will vanish from you. All right then, Brahma, vanish from me, if you can. Then Bhaka the Brahma said, I will vanish from the ascetic Gotama. I will vanish from the ascetic Gotama. But he was unable to vanish from me. So I said to him, Well, look now, Brahma, I will vanish from you. All right then, good sir, vanish from me, if you can. Then I used my psychic power to will that my voice would extend so that Brahma, his assembly, and his retinue would hear me, but they would not see me. And while invisible, I recited this verse. Seeing the danger in continued existence, that life in any existence will cease to be, I didn't welcome any kind of existence, and didn't grasp at relishing. Then Brahma, his assembly, and his retinue, their minds full of wonder and amazement, thought, It's incredible, it's amazing. The ascetic Gotama has such psychic power and might. We've never before seen or heard of any other ascetic or Brahmin with psychic power and might like the ascetic Gotama, who has gone forth from the Sakyan clan. Though people enjoy continued existence, loving it so much, he has extracted it down to its root. Then Mara the Wicked took possession of a member of Brahma's retinue and said this to me, If such is your understanding, good sir, do not present it to your disciples or those gone forth. Do not teach this Dhamma to your disciples or those gone forth. Do not wish this for your disciples or those gone forth. There have been ascetics and Brahmins before you, mendicant, who claimed to be perfected ones, fully awakened Buddhas. They presented, taught, and wished this for their disciples and those gone forth. When their bodies broke up and their breath was cut off, they were reborn in a lower realm. But there have also been other ascetics and Brahmins before you, mendicant, who claimed to be perfected ones, fully awakened Buddhas. They did not present, teach, or wish this for their disciples and those gone forth. When their bodies broke up and their breath was cut off, they were reborn in a higher realm. So, mendicant, I tell you this, please, good sir, remain passive, dwelling in blissful meditation in the present life, for this is better left unsaid. Good sir, do not instruct others. When he had spoken, I said to Mara, I know you, wicked one. Do not think, he doesn't know me. You are Mara the Wicked. You don't speak to me like this out of compassion, but with no compassion. For you think, those who the ascetic Gotama teaches will go beyond my reach. Those who formerly claimed to be fully awakened Buddhas were not in fact fully awakened Buddhas, but I am. The realized one remains as such whether or not he teaches disciples. The realized one remains as such whether or not he presents the teaching to disciples. Why is that? Because the realized one has given up the defilements, corruptions that lead to future lives and are hurtful, resulting in suffering and future rebirth, old age and death. He has cut them off at the root, made them like a palm stump, exterminated them so they are unable to arise in the future, just as a palm tree with its crown cut off is incapable of further growth. The realized one has given up the defilements, corruptions that lead to future lives and are hurtful, resulting in suffering and future rebirth, old age and death. He has cut them off at the root, made them like a palm stump, exterminated them so they are unable to arise in the future. And so, Because of the silencing of Mara and because of the invitation of Brahma, the name of this discussion is On the Invitation of Brahma.